South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture Kim Vanneman grew up on a ranch near Chamberlain and studied ag business at South Dakota State University. After graduation, she and her husband took over the Vanneman Farm and Ranch near Ideal, South Dakota. She served in the legislature for 6 years before Governor Kristi Noem picked Vanneman to be the first female ag secretary. During a recent South Dakota Focus, Stephanie Rissler spoke with Vanneman about the state of agriculture in South Dakota, starting with some of the current challenges facing producers.
The bright spot is South Dakota producers, they're smart people, they're tough people, they're resilient. And but you know, we're going on several years of low commodity prices. And yeah. And it's been all the commodities. I mean, it's been the grain sector as well as the protein sector, and so you know, that's a challenge. And of course, then coupled with, you know, the trade issues that we've been dealing with, you know, roughly the last year and that, hopefully we're seeing, you know, some positive changes with that, and that'll help the commodity prices. And then of course, what's been happening the last couple of weeks with weather, Mother Nature's not been kind to us. So those are probably the main challenges, because each one of those, you know, the weather particularly trickles into planting season and, you know, other things. So those I see are the main challenges for our producers today.
There are going to be many goals that you will want to and need to accomplish as your role. What is your vision? What are some of those goals?
Well, I've kind of set out three priorities right now. And the first priority is the next generation. And, you know, a couple reasons for that. Obviously, Governor Noem is very focused on the next generation and across her entire administration. But I'm also very focused on that. I think it's critical that we think about the next generation and how we transition that. And then the other thing that I want to do is work to connect consumers with producers and build that connection and trust between the producers and the consumers. And then my third priority is to have increased collaboration with the various ag groups across our state and, you know, possibly not even ag groups, that we can just collaborate more, share resources and information to continue to promote and elevate South Dakota agriculture.
You just wrapped up your first legislative session as the Secretary of Ag, but of course you came to it with some legislative experience. Is there anything that passed that you think ranchers and farmers need to be aware of?
Great question. You know, it's always great to have agricultural or be talked about during the legislative session. There's getting to be fewer and fewer legislators that have an ag background. And so I think that's always great that we have some issues. And, you know, sometimes those topics end up being in the form of actual legislation. And other times they are discussion topics that we maybe take back to the Department of Ag and, you know, further research and maybe possibly end up writing some rules and things like that. Probably one example of that is the Palmer amaranth, the weed, that fast-growing weed that has popped up in South Dakota. And there was quite a bit of discussion about that during session, and there ended up not being any legislation passed. But with the discussions that occurred, we have already started working on setting up some meetings with, you know, interested parties, and we will be following up with that and possibly coming out with some rules or recommendations on that. So that's one example of how the legislative process can really help hone in and focus on different, you know, agricultural issues. Mm-hmm. And then probably the other one that is, you know, we always hear about property tax, and there was like another tweak to the property tax assessment, and you know, it wasn't anything major, but they're going to kind of start a pilot program, and so that's probably one of the other things that, you know, came out through session.
One of the bills that had a lot of attention was House Bill 1191. This is the industrial hemp bill. It made it to the governor's desk. She vetoed it. It would have legalized the growth, production, and processing of industrial hemp and, you know, some products in the state. Do you foresee this issue coming back in the future?
You know, I'm guessing that it probably will. From my understanding, I think there's been hemp legislation, I think, probably the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing now that with the farm bill pulling it off the controlled substance list, that there probably will be legislation next year. Right now, we are really watching what USDA is doing, you know, as they write their rules and give us guidance. We're just, you know, waiting for that to see, you know, how that all develops. And we'll definitely be monitoring, keeping an eye on it. We'll be watching what's happening in other states. I'll be talking to my colleagues and counterparts in other states. And definitely it's not an issue that we're putting on the back burner. It's mm-hmm. it's clearly in the front. And, you know, probably the other thing that you know, I'd like to mention about this product or this crop is that it clearly, it's not a typical corn soybean type crop. Yeah. And even in the current farm bill, it states that producers need to be registered, they need to have background checks, different things. So it's clearly a different crop. There currently aren't any pesticides that are labeled for use on industrial hemp. And so it's clearly in its beginning stages. And I guess I'm a firm believer that, you know, kind of timing is everything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes not being first at things and letting other people kind of make mistakes and you know, figure out the path isn't all bad sometimes.
So do you think this could be a crop for farmers in South Dakota in the future?
You know, I think it could possibly be, yes. You know, like I say, it's not going to be your typical, you know, crop that we're used to growing. And I know also from the research and talking to my counterparts, the way I understand it, you know, industrial hemp is a product that, or a crop that's grown in small fields, you know, mm-hmm. 10, 20 acres.
Yeah.
It's, you're not going to go out and plant 80 acres to industrial hemp.
Right.
And so to just think that you can use it in a rotation like you do, you know, corn and beans and oats and that type of thing, I'm not sure that it would be a big rotational crop like that. But it sure could be another crop that, you know, possibly could be a revenue source for producers.
One of the things I want to address is the governor's desire to shift ag development personnel to the governor's Office of Economic Development. It would give ag experts a foothold within the GOED and raise attention on value-added ag projects and expansion of current operations. Now, this is something that she said right away coming out. I want this to happen. She gave some examples as to why this would be a good idea. Where are we with this move?
Okay. She did. She mentioned it in her State of the State right at the beginning. And we have actually, the staff from the Ag Development team have already transitioned to the Governor's Office of Economic Development. The programs and all that type of thing has transitioned. And we're currently, you know, there's some kind of the backroom stuff, the accounting and different things that as we close out this fiscal year and start by July 1, that stuff will all be wrapped up as well. But I've been, you know, talking with Commissioner Westra, super excited to work with him, and we both see this as a positive. The Governor's Office of Economic Development has a few more tools in their toolbox and programs available and that. And so it'll be great that the ag industry has an opportunity to tap into those resources and programs as well. And I really see this as a completely collaborative effort between the Governor's Office of Economic Development and the Department of Ag that we're going to do all we can to grow the ag industry in South Dakota.
That was SDPB's Stephanie Rissler and her conversation with South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture Kim Vanneman. You can watch the entire program at sdpb.org/sdfocus. South Dakota Focus returns with a look back at the legislative session on Thursday, April 11th. That's 8 Central, 7 Mountain Time on SDPB TV Channel 1.